All righty, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Regular Finance Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of quick reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to make a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it's something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our committee members and staff, please state your name before giving your comment or your question. Besides that, we're going to officially open today's finance committee meeting. The day is Thursday, November 4th, 2021, and the time is 5:34 p.m. With that, Dr. Dickbush, if you may please call the meeting to order.
Yes, I call the meeting to order at 5:34 p.m. on November 4th.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dickbush. With that, I'll take roll call. Dr. Dickbush?
Here.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you to our committee members. We have quorum to continue the finance meeting. Next, we'll move on to public comment. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. If you have if you want to make a comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there's no public comment, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with the approval of agenda, the motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second. Yeah, Mekan.
Thank you, Dr. Dickbush. I'll take roll call vote. Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and committee members. I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Good evening, board members, Magnolia family and community. Alfredo Rubalcaba, superintendent, Magnolia Public Schools. Hopefully everyone is having a great Thursday and the day has been a memorable one. With that, I have no updates at this moment. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, Jen.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. Is there any comments from our committee members? Perfect. If not, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with the recommended action items, starting with 2A, Committee Approval of Findings to Conduct Virtual Meetings Pursuant to AB 361, Government Code Section 54953. I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba, our CEO and superintendent.
Thank you, Jen. As our board members are fully aware, the governor did issue quite a bit of flexibility to us since the pandemic hit March 2020. And those flexibilities were expected to expire as of September 2021. But given the nature of COVID and the Delta variant, the legislature, in working with the governor, did commit to offering more flexibilities for us to continue having these meetings via teleconference, because having them in person would still present imminent possible danger at the school site. So with that, they gave us AB 361 to continue to have these meetings via teleconference. And today we're asking you to adopt these findings. But before we do that, I'll turn it over to Jen to add more information before we pass this resolution.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. So as discussed during the committee's initial findings or approval of initial findings back in October 14th, we discussed that in writing of AB 361, it's a requirement to revisit this by or before 30 days for the board to make a motion. So based out of the recommendation of our legal counsel, that includes our committees as separate entities for them to make their own separate motions, which is why we're here today. So currently, Local officials are still continuing to recommend measures to promote social distancing. And with COVID-19 still pretty much being a reality today, that could directly impact the ability of the committee members to meet safely in person. As discussed last month and brought up again today for in public record, this would allow us to continue the flexibilities or following the provisions of AB 361, which, as Mr. Rubalcaba has mentioned, teleconferencing flexibility. So for us to continue doing that. Besides that, we are still continuing with the other provisions, such as the posting of agendas and the appropriate time for regular board meetings, 72 hours in advance, special 24, and et cetera, as well as allowing public comment period for it to be a live period and not requiring the members of the public to submit a public comment form. So with that, I'll open it up to any questions from the members of the public or committee members. I'll open it up to members of the public first if they have any questions regarding this item. If there's no public comment or questions, I'll turn it over to the committee members if they have any questions regarding this item. Perfect. If no questions, the motion is for the Finance Committee to adopt the findings relating to the ability of the Magnolia Public Schools Finance Committee to conduct meetings due to teleconference during the state of emergency in reference to AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I make the motion.
Thank you, Dr. Biklash. Is there a second?
Seconded, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll now take roll call vote. Dr. Dikpesh?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our committee members. Motion carries with a unanimous vote. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's Finance Committee meeting. At this time, I ask Dr. Dikpesh if you may please adjourn the meeting. The time is 5:41 p.m.
Sure. Yeah, I think we covered all the items. And since there is no other item to consider, I'm adjourning the meeting.
Thank you, Dr. Dikpesh. Okay. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Good evening.